Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello.
Time now for our pre-show. I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm like really fucking...
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Log it in, man. Log it in, bitch. All right. You know, when I first got into this business, when I first got into radio, I had one can. They had like a half. That's what I used. Because I didn't like the way, I don't want to hear myself too much. Some guys would turn it up really loud.
Well, here we are. Pre-show time here for Tuesday, the 16th of July, 2019. Just never ends, man, does it? You know, I remember thinking, I don't know when it was, like in the 70s, I think, wow, 2000, how old, I'll be 48. And I remember thinking then, that's not that old. I had the presence of mind to think, 48's not that old. But I didn't dare think beyond that. I think I actually did think to like 2010, because I have these friends of mine that I was in a golf tournament with, and I was imagining, where will we be golfing in 2010? And I thought Tahiti, because we'd been all of these other places. Well, not too far off, because the guys, I haven't been with them because I work now every goddamn tournament time, but these guys have gone to places, they've gone to Ireland, they've gone to Hawaii a bunch of times. I don't think they've ever really wanted to go to Tahiti, but they've gone to Europe a couple times. Places that I didn't really imagine. Back in those days, we golfed at Palm Springs. That was the extent of that. We had friends back east. These guys from Florida would come out and golf in California. Pretty much we golfed California, and we golfed the California. And it started at like these LA area courses. Then we went out to the desert. And by the time those guys, and then San Diego, Torrey Pines, and then by the time I was getting too heavy in work to do anything, these cats were already off to, they golfed the Southeast, Montgomery, Alabama. They used to find all of these golf deals. So that's that. I don't know why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah. The year is rolling by. So now, tomorrow's the 16th, so that's, as you know, we go back a year when we do our encore shows. We try to find a, you know, the similar date from last year. You know, sometimes it falls on a weekend, and then we have to go digging back into ancient history. So let me see. We're going to July of 2018, July 16th of 2018, and this is often my luck. We may not have, look at here. Oh, no. Wait a minute, man. Well, there it is. It's a Monday. Chris Norton, adult film producer. Let me see this thing, man. Chris Norton, a young adult film producer and actor, or so he says, describes the final touches on his DVD director's cut of his film, Bress It Bress, England Essex, starring Jim Dangle and Candy the Pole Sitter. Steve Bozell of Corona is upset by the rude greeting Trump gets in the UK. Was that last year? Was that this time last year? I think it was. I could be wrong. Look at that, man. That's before we summed everything out, man, so that we didn't have... I don't hear total stereo there. Announcements, okay. It's looking like our final marathon for the month of July, to start, you know, the marathon for the month of July, maybe moved up a day to like Friday, Saturday, because I am leaving Sunday to go to Atlanta, and I just don't really feel comfortable leaving it in the hands of others. That's the kind of control freak I am. That's the kind of pain in the ass control freak I am. Here's a girl named Heidi Tittle. Very unfortunate that her parents... No, I'm just kidding. Thomas Bruno. I wonder if I know any of these people. So I'm looking at the TCM movie thing, you know, the little club they have. Francis Jensen from Grapevine. I wonder if Elaine, are you doing this? Elaine Stevenson, my cousin. She loves movies. She goes to... the Toronto Film Festival. She gets her tickets for the Toronto Film Festival every year, man. She goes by herself because nobody in her life digs movies as much as she does. If I was there, Elaine, I'd go with you. I swear to God. think it happens every September, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so where are we? Okay, so this is going to be the encore show for tomorrow. So yeah, we'll do that. Okay. Then I go to Atlanta for 3 days. Then we're back, and it's a beautiful thing. And then, now, we might have hit a hitch. I'm supposed to go to the Maldives for my birthday. Dubai. We're gonna roll through Dubai on our way to the Maldives. And in so doing, we're going to... what is it? Yeah, I'll probably hook up with Ben. Ben from Dubai, our BSB. I was messaging him. And I said, look, man, we're going to be coming through Dubai. I think we're there for a couple nights. You know, if you want to hang, he said to me, I said, you know, get a couple of beers. He goes, Jesus, it's blazing fucking hot here that time of year. But he said, there are places, you know, you can go. And I said, hey, even if it's just a couple of cold beers, I don't give a shit. Maria is all into, you know, getting into the tour bus and seeing what the city's about, which cool, I can do that if it's air conditioned, but. Tour buses are actually a really good way of seeing a city. You don't have to be old. When I was in my 30s, man, I would take tour buses. If I went to a city, I would get on a fucking tour bus because I wanted to know, where is everything? Where is shit? It's the best way, I'm telling you. Or you can just hire somebody to take you on a tour. And you learn a lot about the city, too, that you're in. The other thing I did when I was in radio, when I was doing job, you know, going from gig to gig, I would do ride-alongs with the police. I did a ride-along in Atlanta. I did a ride-along, especially when I got into talk radio. When I got to Atlanta, I did a big ride-along with the Atlanta PD. I did another one with the Minneapolis PD. And I didn't get to do one in Miami. By that point, I figured ride-alongs, I can figure this out myself. Miami is a city that I knew a little bit. Whereas I didn't know shit about Atlanta, and I sure as shit didn't know anything about the Twin Cities. So you do these ride-alongs. Well, there you have it. You know, that's my story, and I'm not changing it, you see. So, so we're going to go, I think, to the Maldives. We may be, you know, it might be, I think we may have hit a little bit of a snag tonight in terms of, just in terms of the air, because it's complicated. This is a... The air leg from L.A. to New York is brutal, so we were looking for L.A. to Dubai. We found it, but it's got to be the right time, all this good shit. So, and we almost, like, thought, we were almost thinking, oh, fuck it, you know, but I think we'll be able to do it. I don't know about you. When I go on vacation, I don't care where we go. If we travel the world, that's fantastic. I want to go somewhere where there's water, where I can swim, where I can get some heat. I'm very big on vacations where you... swim and drink. Now that can be anywhere. Maybe there's a swim vacation you can take to London. Now, if I go to London, I go there just to party and drink and eat pub food and do shit like that. I'm talking about like hanging with a lady or, you know, taking a relaxing kind of vacation thing. Like my birthday, that represents kind of relaxing vacation time to me. Anyway, it's got to be somewhere. So if there's some place in Ireland, if there's a place in the fjords of Finland where you kick it on a beach and drink big, you know, deadly fucking stingers and shit, hey, show me the way to go home, man. I'm there. All right, let's see. So that's the immediate plans. Some of you have noticed perhaps a few hiccups with the website. We're back with Shane, our brother Shane, who is our webmaster, the lean, mean creative machine out of Venice, California. Nathan was a fantastic webmaster. I love Nathan. But our business is a little too big for just one guy to handle. So we went back to Shane with our great thanks to Nathan for taking things on for a year. And in so doing, we had some hiccups with code, rewriting codes or not putting in the right code. That's why you saw initially the right show log and the correct image, but the wrong Saturday Cinema. We still had last week's. We finally got that corrected. That's why you saw throughout the whole weekend, I didn't even notice it or I would have brought it to their attention. the BSP chat was posted as a free offering. So to the extent that anybody wanted to hear that for free, I guess they got one for free because that was on the, and it shouldn't have been. It should have been put behind a paywall, and the Friday podcast would be the one that would then be the thing. Okay. So that's that, and that's a beautiful thing. So what else? That's about all right now, man, you know. We're waiting for, this is really exciting, looking at the images that Pat Reynolds is posting on Instagram. He just did an interview with Bill Hader for this documentary he's doing on me. And I remember, was it a chat like 2 years ago when somebody popped on and said, hey, Phil, you know, Bill Hader did a whole thing with Kevin Pollak on your show, and the Bill Murray was a fan. So I was really, I was fucking blown away. I don't know what to make of that, you know. So I just basically didn't say anything. I mean, I said a little bit, but now, independent of me or anybody, I find that Pat's interviewed Bill Hader, and he's got some really great people for this documentary. So hopefully it will become a massive, huge hit at the festivals, and then I'll become like word of mouth, and then we'll all, you know, benefit, and we'll become bigger than big, and... maybe we should lock in this BSP family right now. See, this is a locked in, and then we'll raise the price as soon. I'm just kidding. Although, less marvelous guys than I would do that. They would definitely raise the price. Okay, so I want to take a look here at what we got going on here. I always looking at myself.
I never liked the immigrants.
I always looking at myself a year later. Here I am. There he is. Look at the weight of the world on his shoulders. Look at that schmuck. Editing. And I was just about ready to start back into my diet.
Last minute editing on it, you know. Just be performed by me exclusively. No help.
Okay, cool. Hey, look at that, man. We hit it right at the spot. Yeah, this time last year, I was 2 weeks away with beginning anew my diet. So I was probably around 250 there. I am at 217 right now. I put on 7 fucking pounds from the 210 I was at. I'm supposed to get to 205, and I got 2 weeks to do it. So I've definitely been pissing off here in the summertime. I guarantee you, I am not going above 220. I am not putting that weight back on. No. Guaranteed. I know what it's like. I lived it. Thank you very much. Great, groovy. Not going there, man. And I was speaking to somebody about it. I said, let me tell you something about food, you know. Food's great. For me, it was an anxiety suppressant, you know, and I suspect it is for a lot of us. You eat, you feel better. You just, endorphins get kicked in. There's a certain serotonin levels get kicked in. The brain, all of these neurotransmitters start working better if for but just a few minutes. But the body feels better when there's nourishment going in, and the mind feels better. And that is a bitch, dude. Because you start looking at food as this way to calm yourself. The same thing with cigarettes, okay? And for many, tragically, the same thing with booze. Thank Christ, I don't have that problem. My hangovers are so fucking bad. I don't know how I could ever become a goddamn alcoholic. I just, you know, it takes me a goddamn 2 weeks to just even get over. I'm serious, you know, I just, so. So he's going to, I don't have to do any, what is this video that's behind me on this thing?
Just wait till you see the zombies.
I'm looking for some bumper music. What is this fucking, must be something that's on a TV behind me. Looks like a goddamn... some whack fucking video behind me. All right, so, I think that's it. Is that the one?
All right, here we go.
All right, so I'm going to kick into the show here now. Oh, you know what I want to do before I do that? I want to get the classic archive. Yeah, the BSP classic. I think it was June 2000. Let me just make sure. Where are we at, man? Show log June 2000. So May 99, April 2006. Okay, April 2006. Yeah. Where are we at here, man? April 2006. So we'll have to go down here. Go to archive. So do I have to... Oh, shit. I guess I do.
I guess I do.
Go to April 2006. Noir Alley with Eddie Muller. I'll see you in the shadows. Wait, oh, I would have shown you this guy. He's a nice, he's a great host. I shouldn't make fun. Grocery store. Bob Green helped one of his female employees move. Bob says it's not unusual for a man to expect sex in return for that kind of work. Phil talks trash about radio business, and he will honk a horn every time he does. Phil rants about Art Monk and the teacher's ratings. A man who fell off a broadcast tower calls in with some, oh, Jesus. What is this? May of April. Oh, my God. Let me see. I think grocery store. I think Lloyd Bonafide got a ticket. Why don't we do that one?
Now, Phil.
And, groovy. Now let's get back to where we was. July 16. This TCM, I watch a lot of TCM. Okay, so I watch a lot of old movies. Okay, so, and I don't really watch them. It's the most comfortable channel to have on when I don't want to see any fucking news. And I don't want to watch any sports. Because really what all I do is I avoid news. And I watch films and I watch sports when I'm watching TV. That's all I fucking... And occasionally I watch some, you know, documentary type thing. Maybe like, you know, 48 or first 48, some of those crime deals. So I don't watch any goddamn episode. Well, yes, I do. I watch Fear the Walking Dead. I watch The Walking Dead. I watch Handmaid's Tales. The Handmaid's Tales. The Handmaid's Tale. The Handmaid's got a great tale. Look at The Handmaid's Tale. Some, you know, I watch that one. Fear the Walking Dead, Walking Dead. Is there a theme there? Yes. Is it depression? Yes. Does Phil get off on that shit? Yes. All right. I'm sorry. You know, it's very... I like all that apocalyptic shit. If it's realistic, you know, none of that cornball bullshit. I try to watch the... Boy, did they fuck The Preacher up, as far as I'm concerned. I love The Preacher graphic novel. I did not like the TV show. I just don't think they did a good job with it. I just don't think they did, man. It was like all over the fucking map, man. I don't know what the goddamn fucking hell I was watching half the fucking time. Even though there's some really great episodes, great scenes, I don't know. Call me stupid, call me lame, call me irresistible. Here we go, man. 16th, you got that right. Do I need to take a piss? You got that right. The sooner I get into this, the better. You got that right. Chris Norton, adult film producer. This is it. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Let's make sure that we got our thing rolling. We do. Hate it when I don't do that. Okay, so we're, see what we got here. 25 Russians up. See, he's getting a little heat. Now then. All right, don't give us the whole that my dad... Maybe it just looks weird, Margaret. I think we're ready. Okay, I think we're ready.
All right, here we go, man.
All right, guys, so we will check you. Let's start. That's what we do. We have to start.